们感谢神。
We praise the Lord.
我们今天是要讲先神后人在大地之山。
So we are going to be on the path three of God, first people, second, then the earth.
我把它叫做智慧抉择超乎万民。
The title will be in choosing wisdom, you will be above the rest.
我们可以做决定。
We can make decisions.
但是我们要做有智慧的决定。
But we need to make wise decisions.
有一天我听到一个故事。
I heard a story one day.
有一个小孩子呢，他就在读幼稚园。
There was a kid in the kindergarten.
那么就有邻居呢，就拿一块的硬币跟这个十块的硬币让他选。
So his neighbor got him, show him like one dollar coin and $5 coins so that he can choose.
这个十块钱硬币在香港是比较小的，对不对？
Oh, the $1 coins and the $10 coins. So the $10 coins is smaller in size.
那这个邻居就问他说：“哎，你要我给你钱啊？你要选哪一个？”
So the neighbor asked him, "Which one do you want, $1 or $10?"
你会选哪一个？
Which one would you choose?
好，我们当然选十块啦。
Of course, we choose the $10.
这个小孩子可能是看这个一块的形状比较大，他就选了这一块。
Maybe this little kid thought that the $1 coin was bigger in size, so he chose the $1 coin.
那大人就看他，哎，好像蛮可爱的哈。
So the other thought, oh, he was so cute.
就常常跟他玩这个游戏。
So the neighbor always play this game with
his kid. 所以他就常常拿到一块钱。
So he always get this $1 coin.
后来附近的邻居也跟他玩这个游戏。
So other neighbors join the game.
他总是挑那一块钱。
He always pick the $1 coin.
有一天他的妈妈就忍受不住了。
So one day her mom couldn't hold it any longer.
他说你到底知不知道十块钱是比较大的呢？
Do you actually know that the $10 coins is actually greater in worth?
他说我知道啊。
Yes, of course I do.
他说那你为什么是选一块钱呢？
Then why do you choose the $1 coin?
他说我选了一块钱之后就没有人再找我选就是再也没有人来问我这个问题了。
So if I choose the $1 coin, then no one would come and ask me.
就是他如果选十块钱的时候。
If he had pegged the $10 coin, then no one would come and play the game with him.
好，大家就觉得他是非常正常的小孩。
People would think that he is normal.
好，就不跟他玩了。
So don't play with him any longer.
所以到底谁比较聪明了？
So who is wiser?
好，是那个选一块钱的比较聪明呢？
Is that the one who picked the $1 coin?
还是选十块钱的比较聪明？
Or the one who picked $10 coin?
今天我们也是要来做一个决定。
Today we have to make a decision as well.
我们要学会来做选择。
We need to make wise decision.
我们来读《生命记》28:1-13.
Now let's read Deuteronomy chapter 28:1-13.
我们来读一到十三节。
Let's read verse 1 to 13. We're going to read it in Chinese. 你若留意听从耶和华你神的话。谨守遵行他的一切诫命，就是我今日所吩咐你的，他必使你超乎天下万民之上。你若听从耶和华你神的话，这以下的福必追随你，临到你身上。你在城里必蒙福，在田家也必蒙福。你身所生的，地所产的，牲畜所下的，以及牛犊羊羔，都必蒙福。你的筐子和你的砖面盘都必蒙福，你出也蒙福，入也蒙福。仇敌起来攻击你，耶和华必使他们在你面前被你杀败。他们从一条路来攻击你，必从七条路逃跑。在你仓房里，并你手所办的一切事上，耶和华所命的福必临到你。耶和华你神也要在所给你的地上赐福与你。你若谨守耶和华你神的诫命，遵行他的道，他必照着向你所立的誓，立你作为自己的圣民。天下万民见你归在耶和华的名下，就要惧怕你。你在耶和华向你列祖起誓应许赐你的地上，他必使你身所生的，牲畜所下的，地所产的都绰绰有余。耶和华必为你开天上的苦库，按时降雨在你的地上，在你手里所办的一切事上赐福与你。你必借给许多国民，却不至向他们借贷。你若听从耶和华你神的诫命，就是我今日所吩咐你的，谨守遵行，不偏左右，也不随从侍奉别神，耶和华就必使你作首作不作尾，但居上不居下。
好，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
主你的话语是信实的。
Lord, your word is faithful.
主你的话语出来就带着能力的。
That your word comes with power.
主你开我们的眼睛。
Lord, you open our eyes.
主你开我们的心。
Lord, you open our hearts.
主你叫我们听了就明白。
So that when we hear, we will understand.
主你叫我们听了就得着这个祝福。
So that we hear and we will receive this blessing.
主你听我们祷告。
Lord, you hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
第一节说，你若留意听从耶和华你神的话。
The first one, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands.
他说你若。
If you.
你若。
If you.
这一段的经文呢，它总共讲了四次的你若。
In these 13 verses, it talks about if you three times.
包括第二节、第九节、第十三节都讲到你若。
Oh, four times. It will be verse 1, verse 9, verse 13, and verse 13.
你若的意思呢，就是说你可以做选择的。
If you, that means you can make a decision here.
你可以做决定的。
You can make a choice.
你有自由的意志的。
You have free will.
你可以选择听，你也可以选择不要听的。
You can choose to obey and you can choose not to obey.
这里你若出现了四次。
So if you, it happens four times here.
四在圣经里面呢，它可以预表是全地的意思。
Four times in the Bible actually means all over the world, the earth.
因为东西南北是四个方向。
Because we have east, west, north, and south.
因为地的四极都要想念耶和华。
And the four ends, four corners of the earth will remember the Lord.
四也可以表达整年的意思。
And four also represent all year round.
因为春夏秋冬有四个季节。
Because we have four seasons.
意思就是说，在任何的一个地方，从岁首到年终，你都可以做决定的。
So everywhere from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, you can make decisions.
可是你怎么做决定呢？就关乎你将来要发生的事情。
But how you make a decision actually decide what the consequences will be.
关乎你自己，关乎你的家庭，还有关乎你的事业。
It concerns you yourself, your family, and also your work.
你要怎么做决定呢？
How do you make decisions?
当上帝去造访所罗门的时候
When the Lord visited Solomon,
上帝就问所罗门说你要什么
And God asked Solomon, what do you want?
你要什么呢
What do you want?
他就跟神说我要求智慧
So Solomon asked for wisdom.
求智慧呢为了能够公平的去来审能够审判案件
So that he can judge all people with justice.
上帝听了非常的高兴。
God was well pleased with his request.
就是不只给他智慧，而且给他富足跟尊荣。
So he didn't just give wisdom, but also give prosperity and honor.
好，所以你是可以选的。
So you can make decision.
你选了金钱呢，你可能就只得着金钱而已。
If you choose money, then you will get money. That's all you get.
你选择跟神求寿命，可能你只得着这个比较长的生命的年日。
If you ask for long life from God, then you will receive long life.
可是所罗门他求智慧。
But Solomon asked for wisdom.
他求一个最好的。
He asked for the best.
所以他不只有智慧，他有富足，他也有尊荣。
So he didn't just receive wisdom, he got honor and prosperity.
好，所以你可以做决定。
So you can make decision.
第一节说，你若留意听从耶和华你神的话。
Verse one, if you fully obey the Lord your God.
这里呢，留意跟听从呢，在原文是同样的一个字。
So here it says that you fully obey and follow.Which is the same word in original text.
就是说你如果对上帝的话听从又听从的话。
So if you listen and obey to the word of God.
好，当你愿意听从又听从。
If you're willing to obey and listen.
然后谨守遵行他的一切诫命。
And carefully follow all his commands.
什么叫做一切的诫命呢？
What does it mean, all his commands here?
就是说神说不可以做的我们就不要做。
So we don't do what God tells us not to do.
好，比如神说不可杀人，那我们就不要杀人。
God tells us not to murder, then we do not murder.
神说可以做的我们就尽量去做。
We will try our best to do what God asks us to do.
好，神说要孝敬父母。
God asks us to honor our parents.
好，那我们要尽量的去孝顺。
So we do our best to honor our parents.
什么叫一切的诫命呢？
What does it mean, all his commands?
诫命包括外在的行为，也包括里面的这一颗心。
Commands actually includes the outside, the actions that we take, we also include our heart attitude.
好，比如说孝顺父母要用心，对不对？
We need to, from our hearts to honor our parents.
神说不可贪恋别人的财物，这个也是从心发出的。
And God asks us not to covet other people's property, then it's from our heart.
好，神的诫命呢，也是根据这个先神后人在大地的这个原则的。
And God's principle actually is God first, people second, then the earth.
从十诫我们就可以看见这个这样的一个层次出来。
We can see this order from the Ten Commandments.
比如说前面四个讲的是跟神有关系的事。
The first commandment is concerned with God.
然后接着讲的是人。
Then we talk about people.
好，第五戒到第七戒。
The fifth to the seventh commandments, that's about people.
好，讲到说这个要孝顺父母。
That honor our parents.
讲到不可杀人。
Do not murder.
好，讲到不可奸淫。
And do not commit adultery.
好，这个是跟人有关系的。
They are all about people.
好，然后第八到第十戒讲的就是大地的事物。
And commandment the eighth and the tenth commandment is about the earth.
所以神说，当你对我的诫命呢，你可以听了又听的时候。
So if you obey and follow His commands.
他说他要使你超乎万民之上。
And God tells us that we will be above the rest.
好，当神讲的该做的，我们愿意做的时候。
If we are willing to do what God tells us to do.
当神说不该做的时候，我们就不去做的时候。
And we don't do what God tells us not to do.
我们就是在跟随神。
Then we are following God.
好，我们照神的法则去做事情。
And we follow His way, His principles.
那为什么会超乎万民之上呢？
Then how do we become above all people?
因为神是超乎万民之上的神。
Because He is a God above all things.
我们跟随神。
As we follow God.
我们就在神的旁边。
Then we are next to God.
好，因为神在万民之上。
As God is above all things.
所以你自然就在万民之上。
Then obviously we are above all things.
好，所以第一节是这整个十三节的一个主要的一个就是总结。
So verse 1 is the key for the whole chapter of 28.
好，再来我们来进入第一段。
And now we are on the first paragraph.
第一个决定听从神的话，全面兴旺。
In deciding to listen to God, everything flourish.
第二节他说，你若听从耶和华你神的话，这以下的福必追随你，临到你身上。
Here in verse 1 he says, if you follow fully obey the Lord your God and carefully all his command I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all things. All these blessings will come upon you.
我们如果听老板的话。
If we listen to our boss,
老板会提升你。
Boss will promote you.
我们如果听父母的话。
If we listen to our parents,
我们会在世长寿。
Then we will enjoy long life.
好，我们如果听老婆的话。
If we listen to our wife,
那你就有好的觉可以睡了。
Then you have good sleep.
好，就是说你是看你是听谁的话。
It depends who you listen to.
可是你如果听神的话呢？
If you listen to God,
你会全面的兴旺。
Then you will promote it in all things.
这边说以下的福必追随你。
Here he says that all these blessings will come upon you.
好，这里的福讲的就是兴旺。
This all blessings talks about prosperity.
因为你不是听一个小的，你听的是最大的。
You listen to the highest, the greatest of all.
好，如果上帝所说的你可以全部听从的话，你在生活的各个领域要全面的兴旺。
If you can listen to God, then you will be prosperous in all things, all the areas of your life.
这里讲到说有六种的兴旺。
There are four, eight, prosperity here. Six.
A 说你在城里必蒙福，在田间也蒙福。
Verse three, you are blessed in the city and you are blessed in the country.
在城里，在田间。
In the city and in the country.
它放在一起就是说，不管你在哪里都蒙福。
That means that you are blessed everywhere you go.
就是你处处蒙福的意思。
That means you are blessed everywhere.
就是说，不管你居住在哪里
，wherever you live，
你是住在城里呢
？Whether you live in the city，
还是你是住在乡村
，or you live in the country，
你会蒙福
，you will be blessed。
又或者说你是在城里做买卖的
，or maybe you do trading in the city。
然后还是说你是种田的
，or maybe you are farmer。
不管你做什么行业
，whatever profession you are，
你都会蒙福
，you will be blessed。
这个从这一节开始往下走的讲了所谓的城里必蒙福，田间也蒙福，这些的福呢
All this blessing talked about here whether in the city or in the country
跟前面的以下的福都要追上你的福是不一样的
It's different to the rest of the blessings
前面的福讲的是这个以下的福追上你的福是叫做兴旺的意思
All these blessings means prosperity
但是接下去讲的这个福呢讲的都是跪拜
But all these others will talk about that others bow down to you.
所以他正确的说法就是说，你在城里呢，这个城里要向你跪拜。
So if you are in the city, then the city will bow down to you.
好，你在田间，田间的一切事物都要向你来跪拜。
If you live in the country, then everything in the country will bow down to you.
好 ，B 生养蒙福。
And point B is blessed in your fertility.
你生所生的，地所产的，牲畜所下的，以及牛犊羊羔都必蒙福。
The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land, and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks.
好，就是说跟你有关系的都蒙福。
Everything of you will be blessed.
跟你有关系的儿女就看起来就很听话，很聪明。
So your children will be obedient, will be very clever.
然后你的土产收成会很好，质量也很好。
Your harvest will be good and with high quality.
好，你如果有养牛羊的话，每个牛羊都非常的强壮，而且生养众多。
If you have calves or lambs, they're all strong and they're really good.
啊，这个叫生养蒙福。
That means that you are blessed in your fertility.
C 是生活蒙福。
C is blessed in your life.
他说你的筐子和你的团面盆都必蒙福。
Your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed.
这个筐子呢，就是要去就是田间的收成要装到筐子里面。
Basket is to contain our harvest from the field.
团面盆呢，它就是来做食物的工具。
So kneading trough is the tool for us to make food.
好，所以当它把它放在一起的时候呢，就是你生活所需的各样的吃用呢，都会蒙福的。
That means everything that you need for your daily life will be blessed.
就是你日常生活所需要的各样事情都要向你来跪拜。
So everything you need in your daily life will bow down to you.
好，第一。关系蒙福
and a point deep blessed in your relationships.
好，第六节说你出也蒙福，入也蒙福。
Verse 6, you will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out.
这个出跟入呢，在中文感觉是就是出出入入嘛，好像是一个意思一样。
So come in and go out, this sounds like the same.
但在希伯来文里面呢，这个出呢，它表示的就是你往什么地方去。
So in the Hebrews, actually, when you come in, that means the direction you are heading.
所以这个出呢，就是表出也蒙福，就是说你不管去哪里，你都会蒙福的。
So when you come, blessed when you come in, that means wherever you go, you will be blessed.
入呢，这个字就比较特别。
So when you go out, that's a bit special here.
它特别指说你在办一件事情。
That means when you do something.
或者呢，你就接管一个正式的职责。
Or maybe you take over a task.
比如说你成为经理。
Maybe you become a manager.
你负责一个部门。
You are in charge of a department.
这个是一个入。
That means you come in, you go out.
那么它也表示是一个特殊的关系。
It also represents a special relationship.
好，因为你进入一个职份呢，这是一个新的关系。
Because as you enter a new office, that means that you have a new relationship.
这个关系呢，就包括说你结婚这个。就是进入这个婚姻的关系里面。
So it's like you going into a marriage, going into a marriage relationship.
好，所以这里的出也蒙福，入也蒙福呢，他是想讲说你不管去哪里都是蒙福的。
So here it actually means wherever you go, you will be blessed.
还有这一切的经营，一切的往来呢，都是顺利的。
So and in all your dealing, you will be blessed.
好，一征战蒙福。
And point E, blessed in your warfare.
好，他说这个当我们很兴旺的时候
when we are prosperous,
我们很丰盛的时候
when we are in abundance,
仇敌就有可能来攻击我们咯。
So enemy will try to attack us.
好，他可能要来偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
He may want to try to steal, kill and destroy.
好，可是第七节神应许你呢，这个应许你会大大得胜。
But here in verse 7, he promised that he will give us great victory.
好，他们从一条路来攻击你，必从七条路逃跑。
They will come at you from one direction, but flee from you in seven.
什么叫七条路逃跑呢？
What does it mean to flee from you in seven?
七是一个完全。
Seven means full, complete.
那七条路呢，就是表示完全的路。
So seven directions, that means everywhere.
好，就是说，当仇敌来攻击你的时候，他要败退。
So when the enemy is trying to attack you, he will be defeated.
好，并且他想尽所有的方法要逃跑。
And he has to think all that he can to escape, to run away.
这个就是一个征战得胜之福。
That means that we have victory in our warfare.
好，再来就是事事蒙福。
And also the point F, blessed at all times.
好，这个在你仓房里，并你手里所办的一切事上，耶和华所命的福必临到你。
The Lord will send you a blessing on your barns and on everything you put your hand to.
好，就是你不管负责哪一件事，那一件事情都会发旺。
Whatever you are in charge of, that things that will prosper, that will go
through. 你负责哪一件事，那件事要向你来跪拜。
And whatever you are in charge of, that will bow down to you.
好，所以这是第一段所说的。
That's paragraph one.
好，就是我们如果愿意做一个决定。
So if we are willing to make one decision,
我们决定要听从神的话。
We decide to follow God, to listen to God.
神要让我们在全面各个领域要完全的兴旺。
And God wants us to prosper in everything, everywhere.
好，第二个，决定遵行行道呢，神要给我们尊荣丰富。
In point two, in deciding to obey and follow, you receive honor and prosperity.
好，第九节，你若谨守耶和华你神的诫命，遵行他的道。
The Lord will establish you as His holy people as He promised you on oath if you keep the commands of the Lord your God and walk in His ways.
他说他必照着向你所起的事立你为自己的圣名。
And He will establish you as His holy people.
原来我们遵行神的命令，我们会有一个新的身份。
So as we keep the commands of the Lord, we'll have a new identity.
好，我们叫做耶和华的圣名。
And we'll become the Lord's holy people.
我们就会叫做基督徒。
And we'll be called Christians.
然后呢，天下万民见你归在耶和华的名下，就要惧怕你。
Then all people on earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord and they will fear you.
在古代是这样的。
In the ancient times, in old times.
如果一个国家打败另外一个国家的时候。
When a country defeated another one.
他们会认为是这个国家的神败给了另外一这个国家的神呢打败了另外一个国家的神。
They will think that it's the God of that country defeated and the other God of the country.
好，所以当我们遵守神的诫命的时候。
As we keep the commands of the Lord.
他们会觉得说我们是属神的。
Then they will think that yes, we belong to the Lord.
他们看我们是耶和华的圣名。
They will call us the God's holy people.
他就怕你耶。
They will fear you.
他就怕你耶。
They will fear you.
他为什么会怕你呢？
Why do they fear you?
好，因为他做什么事他都做不赢你的。
Because they can't win you in anything.
好，如果你跟他一起比赛的话。
Maybe if you compete with them.
好，你跟他一起比赛游泳。
Maybe it's a swimming competition.
好，会游不赢他耶。
Then you will win, definitely.
好，你如果是做生意的。
If you are making doing a business,
你就不敢跟耶和华的圣名一起做生意啊。
You don't want to be partner with them.
好，因为你钱赚的会没有比他多的。
Because you won't earn enough money.
好，因为不是你在做，是神在做。
Because it's not you doing it, but the Lord doing it.
因为神说你要照着我的法则去做。
Because God tells us to obey His command.
好，所以大家都会很怕你。
Then everyone will fear you.
好，所以当我们决定遵命行道的时候呢，这个我们会大。这个大蒙敬畏。
So as we decide to obey and follow, we will receive honor and prosperity.
B 的话就是我们还会丰富有余。
And point B, will be blessed beyond measure.
十一节他这边说，他必使你身所生的、牲畜所下的、地所产的都绰绰有余。
The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruits of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your ground.
这是一个第一个层次的绰绰有余。
So it's the first level of the prosperity.
好，就是跟你有关的都绰绰有余。
So everything that belongs to you will be in prosperity.
好，你孩子会生很多。
That you will have many children.
你的牲畜会很多。
You have a lot of livestock.
你的收成会很多。
You have a lot of harvest.
多到有余，这个叫绰绰有余。
That you will have more than enough, that means abundance.
第二个层次的绰绰有余。
And the second levels of the abundance.
耶和华必为你开天上的府库，按时降雨在你的地上。
The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of His bounty, to send rain of your land.
就是上帝要赐福你，雨水充足。
That God will bless you with rain.
然后天气为你来效力。
And the weather will work for you.
你的丰富会多到一个程度呢，就是你可以借给许多的人。
That you have more than enough to an extent that you can lend to many.
就是你不止自己够用。
Not that you just have enough for yourself.
而且太多了。
And you actually get too much.
然后人家却不足，他都来跟你借。
So others don't have enough, so they have to borrow from you.
这个叫做丰富有余。
That means abundant prosperity.
所以你就成为一个很大的债主。
Then you become a big lender.
好，那这个欠债的遇到债主当然是非常的惧怕啦。
So of course the debtor don't want to see the one that is the lender.
好，所以这个地方其实是一样的。
So this is the same here.
好，就是天下万民见你归在耶和华的名下，他就惧怕你。
All the people on earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear you.
因为你碰到那个行业，那个行业就归你的。
So whatever profession you are in, that profession will be yours.
好，所以他们很在意你在做什么事情。
So they will pay attention to know what you are doing.
好，最好跟你保持 保持距离。
And they want to stand and keep distance from you.
好，第三个。
In point three.
好，决定侍奉神，坐守居上。
In deciding to serve God, you're above and not beneath.
好，他说你若听从耶和华你上帝的诫命。
So if you obey the Lord your God.
啊，就是我今日所吩咐你的，谨守遵行，不偏左右，也不随从侍奉别神。
That I give you today and carefully follow them, you will always be at the top and never at the bottom.
耶和华就必使你坐首不坐尾，但居上不居下。
Then you will always be at top and never at the bottom.
其实这里呢一直在强调讲你若你若你若。
Here it emphasizes that if you and if you.
他每一段都写的差不多，可是又有一点不一样。
So it's like everywhere it seems the same, but it's completely it's a bit slightly different.
在这里呢，他又讲到听从诫命，但是他又新加上一个，就是也不随从侍奉别神。
Here that we should pay attention to the commands of the Lord, but here tells us not to follow other gods and serve them.
就是当你决定要来侍奉神的时候。
So as you decide to follow God.
好，就是我不只听神的话，而且我决定要来专心侍奉神的时候。
So as you decided that you want to follow God and serve Him.
啊，神说他要使你坐首不坐尾，但居上不居下。
God wants to make you at the top and never at the bottom.
啊，什么叫做坐首呢
？What does it mean to be at the bottom?
坐首就是做决定。
That means you are the head. You are making decision.
坐尾呢，就是被拖着走。
So if you are at the bottom, then you will be dragged along.
好，这个坐首就是你有权柄。
So if you are at the top, that you have authority.
好，就个人来讲呢，就是社会地位的提高。
That means your social status will be lifted.
啊，如果就国家来讲，就是在国际上是做领导的。
So for nations, that means that they are the making decision maker.
好，坐首就代表你是一个有权柄的人。
If you are at the top, that means that you are a person with authority.
这个有权柄呢，就是你会有人事权。
That means that you have deciding power in human resources.
好，你可以立王，你可以废王。
You can set up kings and you can dispose them.
你可以任命这个经理，你也可以换掉这个经理。
You can commission this manager, you can take him off as well.
好，这个就叫做坐首。
That means that you are at the top.
然后呢，权柄还有另外一个向度。
And also there is another dimension to authority here.
就是可以改变时候跟日期。
You can change seasons and time.
就是说呢，你想快就可以快。
That you want to go faster, then you will go faster for you.
你想慢就慢。
But if you want to slow down, that will slow down for you.
你可以自己来决定节奏。
You can decide your own pace.
你把一件事交给一个人来负责。
Maybe you want to give someone a task.
这个人不好，你就把他换掉。
So if that person is not capable enough, you change to the other one.
这叫做坐首。
That means that you are at the top.
好，然后这个专案呢，可能比你的预期的进度就比较慢了。
Maybe this task is lagging behind.
那你说好，我们再晚这个六个月才达成。
So I was, you can set the deadline 6 months afterwards.
你来做决定。
You make the decision.
所以这个整个节奏呢是你在掌管的。
So you are in control of the whole pace.
好，所以你不会被追赶。
So you will not be chased after.
好，这个就是坐首不坐尾。
That means that you are at the top and not at the bottom.
好，那坐尾的呢？
But those who are at the bottom,
这个尾巴是在后面的，对不对
？So we got a tail on our back.
是被拖着走的。
That is dragging along.
好，当我们常常被工作追赶的时候
，When we are pursued, we are chased after by our work.
好，我们做完这件又在忙下一件的时候
，After we finish this task, we got another one coming up.
好，然后很多事情在追你
，And lots of things that is you know after you.
好，工作在追你
，The work is chasing after you.
老婆在追你。
Your wife is chasing, is after you.
小孩在追你。
And your kids is at your back.
好，那这个就是坐尾。
That means that you are at the bottom.
好，所以当我们决定好好侍奉神的时候
，As we decided to serve the Lord,
神说呢，我就使你坐首不坐尾，但居上不居下。
God said that He will be at the top and not at the bottom. Will be the head and not the tail.
为什么侍奉神有这样的祝福呢
？How can we receive these blessings as we serve the Lord?
耶稣是这样说的。
That's what Jesus said.
他说若有人服侍我我父必尊重他。
That means that if anyone, whoever serves me must follow me, and whoever honor me, my father will honor him.
这个你想你服侍神的时候
As you serve the Lord,
天上的父他都尊重你耶。
The heaven, the father in heaven will honor you.
天上的神尊重你那所有人都会尊重你的。
God in heaven honors you, then everyone else will honor you too.
好，所以这个就讲了，就是决定侍奉神呢，会坐首居上。
So as we decided to serve God, we will be above, we will be the head.
好，我做 两个总结。
I will make two conclusions.
好，第一个呢，就是说，当我们决定听从神的话的时候
，As we decided to obey the word of God.
好，神要你全面的兴旺。
God wants you to be blessed in all areas.
每一个层面都要向你来跪拜。
And all areas will have to bow down to you.
这就是尊贵。
That's honor.
尊贵。
That's honor.
所有的人事物向你跪拜。
And all men, all issues, all things will bow down to you.
决定你遵命行道。
When you decided to serve God and follow Him,
好，可以尊荣丰富。
Then you will have honor and prosperity.
好，就是丰富。
That means you have abundance.
好，决定侍奉神的时候
，As we decide to serve God,
好，神要赐给我们权柄。
And God give us what gives us authority.
好，所以什么叫做超乎万民之上的福呢
？So what does it mean to be above the blessings above all people?
就是尊贵、丰富、权柄。
That means you have honor, prosperity, and authority.
好，在第二个总结。
And in second conclusion.
好，就是这个先神后人在大地的核心价值呢，就是第一个要强调，就是你可以做选择的。
So the core values here of God first, people second, then the earth. The first thing is you can make the decision.
你可以做决定的。
You can make the choice.
但问题是你怎么选呢
？But the problem is how do you choose?
当我们选择大地的时候
，As we choose the earth，
我们会汗流满面
，Then we'll have painful toil，
汗流满面才得糊口
，And we'll eat the painful toils。
那你说我不追求工作，可是我追求金钱呢
？If you don't want to go after work but you go after money，
好，圣经上说贪财是万恶之根。
And the Bible tells us that the love of money is the root of all evil。
他说我们如果贪恋钱财呢，就会被愁苦。刺透我们的心。
If we love money, that will be pierced by many griefs.
啊，这个叫做选择大地。
That means when you choose the earth.
可是我们如果选择人呢
？As we choose people.
好，我们选择人，我们选择讨人的喜悦。
We choose to please others.
我们就会经历呢，以别神代替耶和华，愁苦必加增。
Then our sorrow will increase as we run after other gods.
哎，可是当我们选择神的时候
，But as we choose God.
哎，神会让我们跟人的关系良好。哎。
God will give us good interpersonal relationships.
神会让我们所做的事情都会大大的发旺。
And he will make us prosperous in everything we do.
甚至超过万民之上。
And that we even above all people.
好，那所以我们要做一个决定。
So we have to make a decision.
就是我们怎么选呢
？How do we choose?
神把自由意志给我们。
God give us free will.
好，那么神要把我们带领到一个地步。
God want us to lead us to a point.
就是神，谢谢你让我做选择。
God, I thank you that you let me make decisions.
不过我选择来跟从你。
But I choose to follow you.
好，这个是这一段经文要讲的重点。
That's the key point of these verses here.
好，我们选择跟随神。
As we decide to follow God.
我们就会效法神。
Then we will imitate him.
我们就会像神。
Then we'll be like him.
我们就可以代表神
Then we can represent him.
将来在新天新地的时候
As the new heaven and new earth comes
好，我们可以跟神一起来做王来执掌王权
We'll reign over all the earth with him.
我在预备这个信息的时候
As I prepare this message
我发现这个很难去讲例子
I think it's difficult to find an example
在想要不要讲自己的例子呢
Should I talk about myself?
觉得也不太好意思讲。
I think it's not quite, it's a bit embarrassing.
那我在想怎么去表达神真的是对我对我们家非常好的。
But how do I show that actually God is really kind to me and my family?
那讲教会呢又觉得好像大家也听得蛮多的。
If we talk about church, then I think everyone may have heard of it.
所以我想讲一个场景。
So I want to tell you a scenario.
好，作为结束。
As my ending.
上个礼拜我们去参加这个上个礼拜教会有华山论剑。
Last week we had this Bible study series, 2 days.
华山论剑一结束呢我立刻赶去机场然后就飞到台北去了。
After the Bible study, I went straight to the airport and went to Taipei.
那我跟妙妙牧师呢是代表张牧师去参加这个我们母堂办的一个使徒团队的会议。
Pastor Anna and I went to this Apostolic Network Conference on behalf of Pastor Joshua.
这个使徒团的会议参加的人很少的。
Not many people attend that.
只有四间分堂的代表。
Only representative from four branch churches.
我们灵粮堂有400间分堂，但是只有四间分堂的代表。
灵粮 family actually had 400 branch churches, but only four went.
然后再跟台北的周牧师、还有欧牧师、还有执事会主席。
So we had meeting with Pastor Zhao of our mother church and other elders as well.
还有谢院长。
And also one of the headmasters.
这个场景蛮特别的。
This scenario was a bit special.
我就记得这个我们是在台北的宣教大楼的12楼开会。
We had meeting on the 12th floor of the missionary buildings of the Taipei Bread of Life Christian Church.
大家可能很多人有去过宣教大楼。
I believe many of you have been there.
宣教大楼对我有一个特别的感觉。
That building actually meant something to me.
我在1998-99年的时候
，In 1999 and 1998,
我常常去台北宣教大楼。
I always went there.
好，但是这个门是关起来的。
But the door was closed. 好，
因为晚上有聚会。
Because we had meeting at night.
那我们就去排队。
So we would queue up for it.
好，我就跟我的太太，然后跟一群弟兄姐妹，就从基隆开车赶到台北。
So we drove all the way from Geelong to Taipei to attend conference.
大概来讲呢，我们都是排最前面的。
Most of the time, we were on the top of the queue.
好，所以我很会排队的。
So I know how to have the good seats.
可是那门是关起来的。
But the door of the building was closed.
我们站在骑楼那里。
We stood outside.
然后外面通常来印象当中就是冬天咯。
So in my memory, it was always the winter time.
然后常常都是下着雨。
And it always raining.
等聚会。
We were waiting for the conference.
或者你说追赶聚会也可以。
Or maybe we were running after the conference.
我们从一个30个人的教会。
From a church of about 30 people.
然后开车来去台北灵粮堂的宣教大楼来参加聚会。
We drove all the way from Geelong to Taipei to attend the conference.
这个是我对宣教大楼的感觉。
That's the impression I had with this missionary building.
后来来到611了。
As I came to 611.
后来神很祝福611。
God bless 611.
有一次我们回去台北开先知一的课程。
So there was once we went back to Taipei and had this prophetic one class.
我们在四楼的房间休息。
We were resting in the fourth floor of the building.
终于来到四楼了。
Finally, I went to the fourth floor.
那这一次呢，就直接到周牧师的办公室12楼开会。
And this time we went straight to Pastor Joe's office on the 12th floor.
代表张牧师来开会。
On behalf of Pastor Joshua.
然后就觉得好像在做梦一样。
I thought that I was dreaming.
听着他们这些牧者的分享。
Listening to all the sharing of after pastors.
一会儿讲讲美国。
They talk about America.
一会儿讲讲这个中南半岛。
They talk about the China part.
一会儿讲讲日本。
And they talk about Japan as well.
一会儿讲讲非洲。
And they talk about Africa.
我就发现说，怎么我们教会已经是一个这样的一个教会了。
So our church has come to this point, this status.
其实没几年
Not many years have gone.
611才要14周年堂庆而已。
We're coming up to our 14th anniversary. That's all.
14年前这个教会是不存在的。
14 years ago, 611 didn't exist.
但是现在神已经不断地把我们提升起来了。
But God keeps promoting us, lifting us up.
然后神也提升我们很多的弟兄姐妹了。
God also promoted a lot of our brothers and sisters here.
然后这个提升是你难以去想象的。
And that's beyond your imagination.
那么多的教会
，so many churches，
为什么我们的教会好像突然成立，然后就一路的成长到现在
？So how can our church be established and then grew until this point？
我觉得用今天的经文来看的时候
，and from the verses today，
就是611是一个读经的教会
，611 is a church that reads Bible。
611是一个每天晨祷读经的教会。
That we have morning devotion every day and we read our Bibles every day.
我们一边读一边思想。
As we read, we meditate on it.
神的话语是信实的。
The word of the Lord is true.
他就不断地提升我们。
And he keeps lifting us up.
而且他要继续地来提升。
And he would continue to promote us.
这个祝福已经临到教会，已经临到我们教会。
This blessing has come to our church.
这个祝福也临到我们当中很多的弟兄姐妹。
And this blessing has come to a lot of our brothers and sisters.
这个祝福要临到所有人身上。
And this blessing has to come to all.
神很简单。
God is simple.
你看中他。
If you honor him,
他就看中你。
He will honor you.
你看中他。
If you honor him,
他就看中你。
He will honor you.
不是我们的特首看中你
Not that our chief executive honor us
是万军之耶和华看中你
But the Lord Almighty honors you
你愿意看中他吗
Are you willing to honor him
你愿意选择来听从他的话吗
Are you willing to choose to obey him
这个话是真的
This word is true
希望所有人都可以来经历
I want every one of us to encounter this
好我们起来敬拜我们的神
Let's all worship our God
Blessed be your name